The head of the Port Authority testified yesterday that the September lane closures at the George Washington Bridge were illegal and improper. Director Patrick Foy told a New Jersey Assembly Committee the closures backed up traffic so badly in Fort Lee that it slowed police work, delayed children on the first days of school, and added to ambulance response time. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports Foy is laying the blame for the decision on the two men at the Port Authority closest to Governor Christie.
It started with the phone call from David Wildstein, the second in command on the New Jersey side of the Port Authority. He called Robert Durando, the general manager of the George Washington Bridge, the busiest bridge in the world. He said Wildstein ordered him to block off lanes to the bridge from the city of Fort Lee. Durando told the chair of the New Jersey Assembly Transportation Committee, John Wisniewski, that the order went against the Port Authority's normal protocol.
I was instructed not to speak to Fort Lee.
Why?
Mr. Wildstein told me, do not speak to anyone in Fort Lee.
Wildstein said he was conducting a traffic study. He wanted to see if Fort Lee really needed three lanes feeding into the bridge. And he told Durando that the study would be compromised if he notified anyone.
Did you for a moment think that his direction was wrong?
It was odd.
Did you think it was wrong, yes or no?
Yes.
But Durando said Wildstein is several rungs higher in the chain of command, and he testified that he was worried about retribution, maybe losing his job. At one moment during the hearing, Durando was asked if there was a culture of fear at the Port Authority. He just stared at the committee and stayed silent. Now, Wildstein made a second call ahead of the lane closures, this time informing Cedric Fulton, the director of tunnels, terminals, and bridges, that the lanes would be closed. Fulton testified that he questioned Wildstein about his intentions during two separate phone calls.
First, I asked him whether or not he had communicated his intent to the executive director.
And what was his response?
Don't worry about that. We will take care of it.
And when he said we, did he explain who he meant?
He did not.
Okay. Did you have an understanding of who he meant?
I assumed it would have been, and I really don't like doing this, he would have been working with Mr. Barone.
Bill Barone is Governor Christie's appointee at the Port Authority. Wildstein works under him. The executive director of the bi-state agency, Patrick Foy, also testified he's the New York appointee who runs the agency. He confirmed that Barone knew about the lane closures days in advance and kept it from Foy.
Did you ask him why he chose not to inform you?
He said, as he did before this committee, that there had been a communication failure.
Those are the words he used?
Yes, sir.
And you were okay with that?
No. I told him it was absolutely outrageous and acceptable.
During an assembly hearing last week, Christie's appointee pulled out a poster-sized graphic of the alleged traffic study he was conducting. But yesterday, Foy could not confirm that the traffic study even exists.
Was there a traffic study?
I'm not aware of any.
You're not aware of any traffic study?
I'm not aware of a traffic study, no.
Some Assembly Democrats think lanes were closed as a way to punish the mayor of Fort Lee for not endorsing Governor Christie's reelection. Foy has since stripped Wildstein of all his responsibilities. Wildstein is resigning on December 31st, but until then, he's still collecting his $150,000 a year salary. The chair of the Assembly Transportation Committee is calling for Wildstein and Barone to be fired. Governor Christie's office did not respond to our request for a comment. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.